Zeche Nishmas Avi Mor Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Sheinabas Yoshua Falk. Okay, good morning, everybody. This week's Parsha, also last week's Parsha, we have the mitzvah of mezuzah. So I figure this could be a good opportunity to discuss some inyanim. This week is Parsha's Ekev. We have the second Parsha of Kriyashma. Last week we had the first Parsha of Kriyashma. And of course, the last pasuk is after Mal Mezuzos Pesecha Uvisharecha. And Hilchas Mezuzah is a very fascinating halachas, and we'll just go through some important inyanim, and then we'll also tie it into other part of Parshas Ekev as well. Okay, the Torah tells us after Mal Mezuzos Pesecha Uvisharecha. So Pesecha means a bayis. A bayis means a makom dira, a place where you live. But the Gemara has a drasha, Beischa Derech Biyoscha, that the mezuzah is placed on the side of where you walk in. Derech Biyoscha. And the assumption is that people walk in with their right foot first. So since they walk in with their right foot first, the mezuzah is placed on the right side. And in Hilchas Mezuzah, we don't. I happen to be a lefty. Any lefties here? No? I happen to be a lefty. So my tefillin, you know, is lefty tefillin. I'm a pure lefty. In other words, if you have a situation where you do certain things and other things, it becomes very complicated where you put your tefillin on. But I'm a pure lefty and pure righties. So, but when it comes to Hilchas Mezuzah, it doesn't matter. Everyone's the same, because even though maybe a left-hand person would walk with his left foot first into the house, into the room. But nonetheless, in Hilchas Mezuzah, we don't give any deference to lefties. So everyone has to put it on the right side of the doorway. And that's the Gemara Darshans and Menachas. Beischa derech bi'oscha. That's the drasha in the Gemara, which is the right side. So the question at hand is that, you know, everything is perspective in life. You know, if you're walking from this way there, the right side is this way. If you're walking from this way back, the right side is the other side. So how do you know which is the right side? Right? Right? In other words, you know, you could have a door that you go in, you know, multiple ways. I won't go this way. If I'm coming from here, yeah, that's the right side. If I'm coming from there, this is the right side. So how do you convey which is the right side? So this is very complicated. And ostensibly, if you put it on the wrong right side, then you're not yotze. You know, you're not yotze. So therefore, you can have a beautiful mezuzah and very mehudar, but you don't know how to put it up properly. Then that's why in some communities, rabbanim make house visits to make sure people are putting the mezuzahs on the. There are a lot of halachas, but this is one of them that has to be beisecha derech biyoscha. It has to be on the right side and the right side. And again, it's liikuva. This is Likuva. It's not just a din lechatchila that you could really put it on either side, and you know, if you put it on the wrong side, you're not yotze at all. So you want to get it right. What is the right side? And the Gemara doesn't really tell us how to decide that. The Gemara just says, person walks with his right foot first. There's only one thing in the Gemara that tells us, gives us a clue of what to do, and that is the Gemara Menachos has a klal of Heker Tzir. Hey Yud Chof Resh, Heker Tzir, Tzadi Yud Resh. Heker Tzir. So Heker Tzir means they used to have a hole in the ground, and then they'd have the a vertical pole, and the door would swing on that vertical pole, and whichever room the vertical pole was in, that was considered going into that room. Today, the way it's interpreted as which way the door opens. Does the door open into this room, or the door opens into the other room? Whichever door, whichever way the door opens to, that's considered going into that room, and then it has to be on the right side from that perspective. So that's the only clue in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch of what to do. So, say for example, Rabbi Yisrin, you have a door right there, right? So, it is...
The hotel room door, but...
Yeah. Okay, is that a mezuzah there?
No, that's the hinges.
Oh, the hinges, okay, it looked like a mezuzah, okay. So most poskim hold that klal is not the end all or be all. But what do you mean? It's in the Gemara. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. What do you mean? It's not the end all or be all. So this is the story. The many poskim that hold that you follow Rov Hiluch. In other words, whatever the flow of traffic is. When you come in the room, when you come into the house, so you're going, what's the flow of traffic? Whatever the flow of traffic is, then that's the way, that's considered going in. And therefore, you have to put it on the right side from the perspective of going into the room. But what if the Hekert Seer, what if the door is coming out? Right? So which would take, in other words, you have sometimes a place where the door opens up into the room, but sometimes the door can open up out, right? And the flow of traffic and the Hekert Seer are contradictory. So which takes precedence? At first glance, I would have thought maybe the Hekert Seer takes precedence because that's beferish in the Gemara. The idea of the Rov Hiluch, maybe that's not... So many poskim hold... from Rav Meir Arik's psak. Rav Meir Arik was the Gadol in Galicia. He was a posek hador in Galicia. He wrote the sefer Imre Yosher, among others, for him. And that's explained to me by Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman Shlita of Williamsburg, that that idea is that the Mechayev in Mezuzah, as Rav Gutman explained from there, what's the Mechayev Mezuzah? Derech Biyoscha, the Knisa. That's the Mechayev in Mezuzah. Going in, Beischa, Derech Biyoscha. So going into the room, and on the right side going into the room. So that's the whole Mechayev of the Mezuzah. So of course, it has to be Derech Hiluch and on the right side. Of course it has to be. Derech Biyoscha. What if the Hekert Seer is contradictory? The door's coming out, but the way of flow of traffic is the opposite way. So Rav Meir Arik and others, Rav Gutman points out, say that no, the Derech Biyoscha trumps the Hekert Seer. Even though Hekert Seer is in the Gemara only meant, and this is what most poskim hold, the Gemara only meant that Hekert Seer plays a role if the Derech Hiluch is what? Is equal. You have traffic both ways. You have traffic both ways. So then, what's the tiebreaker then? What's the tiebreaker? So the tiebreaker is the Hekert Seer. Which way the door is opening to. But if it's clear... If it's clear which way the door is, which way the flow of traffic is, then for sure that beats the heck out of sale. Let me give you an example. Say you have your bedroom, right? So you have a door. It probably it opens into the bedroom, but say it would open out into the bedroom, out into the hallway when you would go in. Say the door would go the opposite way, but it's clear what's the way to get into the bedroom. This is the flow of traffic. Now, another very important point is, well, we don't say when you go out of the bedroom back into the hallway. So then, from that perspective, you're going into the hallway. No, backtracking is not considered knisa. That's called yitzia. It was the first knisa. That's called the knisa. When you come out of the bedroom back into the hallway, you don't put another mezuzah on the right side going to the hallway, because every mezuzah, every doorway only is a mechayev in one mezuzah. So memela, because you could say, well, let me put on two mezuzahs. Let me put a mezuzah going into the room, because when I'm walking into the room, from that perspective, I'm going there. And let him put on another mezuzah from the perspective of going from the bedroom back into the hallway. No, that's called yitzia. The backtracking is called yitzia. Yitzia is not a mechayev. Kinesis is a mechayev. Yitzia is not a mechayev. And memela, so that, because if that would be true, then every doorway should require two mezuzahs. One on the right side going into the bedroom, say, and then when you're going from the bedroom back into, backtracking your steps, you should put another mezuzah on the right side. We never find such a thing, right? We never find such a thing, because that the way we view it is that the going into the room is called the knisa, and going out of the room is called yitzia, and there's no mechayev in yitzia. There's only a mechayev in knisa, and the first mahalach is the knisa. The backtracking is the yitzia, and but if you have, say, multiple rooms. Say a bedroom, there's usually one door. You get into the bedroom, there's only one way in. One way in, one way out. But you have some rooms that have multiple doors going into that same room. So it could be very complicated which way is the Knesset and which way is the Yitzia. So we always assume the first flow of traffic. That's the Knesset, and then anything else is the Yitzia. And that's going to beat Heker Tzir. Another shita, as Rav Schechter pointed out, that says that the room that's considered more used is considered the more chashuv a room, and therefore, when there are two rooms adjacent, you always put the mezuzah going from the less chashuv, the less used room, to the more chashuv room. But the psak I follow is the rov hiluch. The rov hiluch is the machria and the flow of traffic, because as Rav Gutman pointed out, my arik, because that's the machayiv in mezuzah. See, for example, what if you have an exit door? You have an exit door. It's so, you know, right? Some places there's an exit door. You never use it to go in. It's just an exit door. So there's a whole discussion, but many of our body holds that pashtus is it's not a mechay, it's not chayiv and mezuzah, because since you use it only for exit, that if the exit had a courtyard that's fenced in with walls, so that could be a mechayiv. But say it just come, the exit just goes into the street. So then, according to some poskim, it wouldn't have a chayiv mezuzah, because it's only for yitzia. It's not for Knesset. And the Mechayev of Mezuzah is Knesset and not Yitzia. So that's a big thing. Now, if you're ever in a Chabad home, a Lubavitch home or a Lubavitch yeshiva, so their minhag is that Heker Tzir trumps everything. Heker Tzir, so that's why you go into a... you see, sometimes the doorway will open one way, and that's the way the mezuzah goes, whichever way the doorway goes. Those, they consider that, since that's in the Gemara, that's the end-all or be-all. Heker Tzir. Whichever room the door is opening into the room, that's called the Kenisa, even though it's counter to the Rov Hiluch. Except, but even Chabad, on the front door, they always put it on their Kenisa. So even if you would have a door that's opening out, but the front door from the street into the house would always go inside, even according to them. But as Rav Yehuda Merlo pointed out. But besides that, that's the shita. So, but that's not the that's their shita. But most, even Rav Yehuda Merlo, who used to be the dayan in Chabad before he was nifter, told me once. But Pashas is that's not what the poskim say. But it's interesting that that's the one simon that's in the Gemara of Heker Tzir. That's the one simon in the Gemara. But many hold that what? That simon is only when it's unclear which is the what? Which is the Knesa and which is the, you know, which way is the Hiluch. So then the tiebreaker, now I'll tell you a fascinating thing. Listen to this. So, but what if you don't know which way is the out, and you don't have a tiebreaker? Either there's no door, or it's a sliding door. So, you have no way. So, what's the halacha then? So, Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a fascinating tshuva. Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. Only he could say such a thing. And you know what he said? That Me'ikar Adin, if you have a doorway and there's traffic going, again, backtracking doesn't count, but there's equal traffic going from this way, one way, that way. Equal traffic. Right? So, but there's no tiebreaker, either because there's no door or there's a sliding door. So you know what he says? You know what he says, Rav Moshe? It's putter. It's putter mi mezuzah. Hayitachin? You know why he says it? Because lemaisa, the chiv of mezuzah is on knisa. And if it's not niker, what the knisa is, then that door is not chayiv. That doorway is not chayiv in mezuzah. Mikra Adin. Rav Shechter says he heard from Rav Belsky Zatzal of the Machayim that Rav Moshe, when it came this type of shayla, Rav Moshe would always ask, "So what did you do?" And they say, "Okay, we did it this way." So okay, leave it that way, because really he held Mikra, like Rav Shechter pointed out, Rav Moshe, that really he held Mikra Adin. There is no chayiv, because that's the lumdus. That knisa has to be a knisa hanikaris, and if it's not a knisa hanikaris, then it wouldn't be chayev in mezuzah b'chlal. That's a fascinating psak of the Ikur Hadin.
Rabbi, can you see what Rabbi Belsky said again?
So I get that straight. Yeah, Rabbi Belsky said that a lot of times he would go to Rav Moshe with this type of shaila, of a case where there was two rooms adjacent one to the other, and there was no tiebreaker, either because there was no door or because it was a sliding door. So Rav Moshe would say to him, instead of just saying, "Oh, it's putter," the way he would say it was, "So what did you do?" And then they would say, "We did this, we did this." Okay, whatever you did, leave it that way. But like Rav Shechter pointed out, Rav Moshe basically was saying, like Rav Belsky and Rav Shechter was saying, that Rav Moshe was saying this because Mikra Adin, I hold, it doesn't matter. Because really it's putter. You know, that's how Rav Shechter explained Rav Belsky.
So you put up the mezuzah without a bracha.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, there's a general rule that if there's no door, just a doorway without a door, you don't make a bracha. Because the Rambam Shita is that to be chayiv in a mezuzah, you need not only a doorway, you need a door. How does he know that? You know, the Rambam says it's a pasuk in Chumash. Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. So what's shar is a gate. A gate is a door. So that's what the Rambam said, that it's a pasuk in Chumash, that the fact that you need a door. So the Rambam shita is, if there's no door, there's no mezuzah at all. So we don't really follow the Rambam, because we put up mezuzahs even when there's no door, as long as there's a doorway. But in deference, the Shach says, in deference to the Rambam, we don't make a bracha. In deference to the Rambam, we don't make a bracha for this type of situation. So that is the idea that the of Hekert Sir of Derech B'Yoscha. It has to be a knisa, and if it's Pashas, there is I think Rav Yaakov Emden in one place writes that that if you're not sure, so put up two mezuzahs, one going this way, one going that way. So the Chora, you know, that's just weird to do such a thing. So I don't. It's not Minhag Yisrael to put up two mezuzahs. If you would put up two mezuzahs on the same side of the door, that could be an Isser of Bal Tosif. I'll give you a story. You know, Rabbi Rakefet from Eretz Yisrael. His name used to be Rothkopf. Now it's Rakefet. So he told me to look in the Igros Moshe. There's a tshuva written to him. What was the tshuva? When he was growing up in the Bronx. So I'm sure you've all seen this scenario that I'm going to illustrate to you right now. You have a door, and there's a little mezuzah there. You know those little mezuzahs? And there are probably 10 coats of paint over it. You know, it's been there, who knows, for 70 years already. And no one, and who knows what's there? Who knows it's kosher? Who knows it's not kosher? So Rabbi Rakevitz said, so I want to get a new mezuzah. I want to get a new mezuzah. But I don't want to have the tircha to take down that old thing, because to take that, you're going to have to, you know, get off all those layers of paint and get it out. It's a pain in the neck. I'll just get another mezuzah, and there's enough space to have that. So yes, Rav Moshe, can I do that? Can I get another mezuzah? You know, on the same side. So Rav Moshe said, no. If you do that, maybe you're going to be violating Bal Tosif. Because why? You can have two mezuzahs on what? On the same side. And if you have two, and maybe it is kosher. In other words, if it's pasul, in Enochanami. If it's pasul in Enochanami, but it may be kosher. Maybe. And if it's kosher, so then what? So then it's baltosif. But the pashtus is, if you do it Rav Yaakov Emden, if you have a suffix of which way is the knisa, and you put one mezuzah on the right side going in this way, one on the right side going that way, so memanafshach, it's one of them is no good, so that wouldn't be baltosif. Except for the Maram Shik has a thing where he says maybe it is, but pashtus is it wouldn't be. But that just it doesn't look right. It's weird to do such a thing. So therefore. So therefore, I wouldn't recommend that a person go ahead and do that. But usually, you could be machria. I mean, as I said, because again, in other words, if you have a bedroom, there's only one way in. There's only one way in. So that's clearly the knis. So when you go out, that's the itziah. But you have a nice big house. You can have rooms that have multiple doors to that particular room, and then the question is, what's the knisa, what's the itziah? Are there two knisa, you know, then it becomes complicated. And then you have to think about, you know, you have to go to look at your house again and see that you have the mezuzahs on the right way. And because it's maybe in a future year we could have another session on this also, because it's not a simple matter. And mezuzah is a shmira, right? So let's talk about a little Divrei Agada now on this. You know, I was thinking when I was thinking over the shir, I was thinking, you know, the pasuk begins, Vaya Ekev Tishmun. right? Ekev Tishman, Rashi writes, mitzvahs adam dash ba'kevav. Mitzvahs that the person tramples with his foot, right? So Pashan means, it means mitzvahs that people don't take so seriously. Ekev Tishman. But the Rabbeinu Bechaya says a pshat, and then maybe we can be mosiv on the pshat. He says, Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Ekev Tishman, he says, certain mitzvahs that you do with your foot, like schar psius, right? There's a mitzvah when you're walking to shul, so you get a mitzvah to walk to shul. It's a mitzvah. And that's why some shittas hold, the further you have to walk, the bigger the mitzvah, you have more schar psius. You have more schar psius. So the Rabbeinu Bechai says, that's the Ekev Tishman, is the mitzvah of schar psius. So I was thinking another idea, that if you hold that the mitzvah of mezuzah is totally on the knisa, on the walk, which way you walk. So maybe this also could be a remez to the mitzvah of mezuzah, that because mezuzah is the way, is the whole chiv of mezuzah, is which way do I walk? Do I walk in this way? Do I walk in that way? In that way. And that's, in the coming week's parsha, we're going to read the pasuk, Mi'isha shabada bayis v'lo chanochel. Who's the right person who built a bayis? He didn't annoy, pasha pshat means he didn't live in it yet. He built this beautiful house, he didn't live in it, so he has a p'tur from going to the army, right? He could, because we don't want that someone else take over his house. He built a beautiful bayis, and v'lo chanochel. So the Targum Yonason ben Uziel says, you know what it means, lo chanocho? Me'isha shebona bayis v'lo chanocho means he didn't put up the mezuzah. Me'isha shebona bayis v'lo chanocho. He didn't inaugurate. What's the inauguration of the house? Is the putting up of the mezuzah. So he didn't put up a mezuzah, he can come back. Because you have to realize, when people don't realize this, that when a person buys a house, so the day that he starts living there, there's a chiv to have the mezuzahs there. Well, sometimes people say, oh, we'll get to it, we'll get to it. I've even been to people's houses for Shabbos, and they've been living there a couple of months already. And they're missing mezuzahs. They're missing mezuzahs. So it's not a thing. When you rent the house in Chutz La'aretz, so you have a 30-day respite. But when you buy a house, so the day that you're planning to eat there and sleep there, so then you're moving in, there has to be a mezuzah. You can't say, oh, I'll get around to it. And every day that you're living there, and you're not, you're mevatel mitzvah esay min haTorah. You're mevatel mitzvah esay min haTorah. So that's the isha asher bana bayis v'lo chanochel. He didn't, because the chinuch habayis, when you go into the house, the first thing you have to make sure is the mezuzah. And the Rambam writes, in the end of Perek Vav, by Hilchas Mezuzah there, that the mezuzah is a shomer. The mezuzah is, when we speak about the malachim, who, the Rambam was known to be a rationalist, so what's the malachim that are watching us? He says, that's the mezuzah. The mezuzah is the malachim that are watching us. So, that's our shmirah. That's our shmirah. Is the mezuzah. So that's why. Besides, in other words, you don't say that on every mitzvah. Whereas every mitzvah is a shmirah. But mezuzah is. That's why the Gemara says, "Who's the chova on? You rent the house. Is it on the owner or the guy who's renting it?" The Gemara says, "Psachim mezuzah chovas hadar." The person who's living there, because the person who's living there is the person who. Is the person who needs the shmira. He's the person who needs the shmira. And the Rambam is saying mezuzah reminds of so mezuzah is an interesting, it's a mitzvah of the atzmo, but it's a mitzvah that reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the other mitzvahs. That's perhaps, there's a big question that people ask. The end of last week's parsha of Eschanan, it says Hayom LaSosom. So we darshan Hayom la sosum ulamachar litol scharim. That's schar mitzvah b'hay al malekah. right? There's no mitzvahs for schar for the mitzvahs that we do is in Olam Haba, not in Olam Hazeh. That's how Chazal darshan in the last pas, the very end of Parshas Veschanim, and then all of a sudden we get to Parshas Ekev, and we say just the opposite, Ekev Tishmon, and you're going to listen to the mitzvahs, you're going to have all these things, you're going to get all these brachas. So it's contradictory. So some want to say that the Vilna Gaon has this that for a mitzvah you get schar in Olam Haba. But the hachana to the mitzvah. In other words, Rav Vilna Gaon says, Avram Avinu, he on the third day he got to the site of the Akedah, right? By Yom HaShlishi. The first 2 days he was walking to the Akedah. He says that is the hachana to the mitzvah. That's what the Pasuk says in Hosea. Yichayenu miyomayim. That where do we get, the Vilna Gaon explains, where do we get our chiyas in this world? Miyomayim, from the first 2 days. Because for the first 2 days of the Akedah, it was just the hachana of the Akedah. And the hachana of the Akedah, you get schar in this world. Because hachana for mitzvahs, you get schar in this world. For the mitzvah itself, that's Olam Haba. But mezuzah perhaps has two things. Mezuzah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, but it's also hachana for all the other mitzvahs. Because mezuzah reminds us, mezuzah, maybe we'll talk about this another time, mezuzah has to be that you could see a mezuzah. Right? If right, the halacha is, maybe we'll talk about this a different time, if you have a very tall doorway. So normally you say the mezuzah is in the shlish elyon, the top third. But if you're going to put it at the top third, like Rabbi Mani said, you're not going to be able to see it unless you really look up. So the Yerushalmi says that the mezuzah is shoulder height when it's a tall doorway. Because we want you to see the mezuzah when you're coming in. Of course, you can look up and see, but that won't be natural. But as you're walking along, you should see. So a mezuzah is two things. It's a mezuzah is a mitzvah of the atzmo, but it also reminds us of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which reminds us of all the other mitzvahs. So it's both a mitzvah of what? A mitzvah for atzmo, it's also a chana. So we are Ekev Tishmon, that's this halicha, the schar halicha, and we're saying today that perhaps part of this halicha is also part of that mitzvah mezuzah, because it's toloy on the derech halicha, and mezuzah, you get schar in this world also, because it's not only a mitzvah for the atzmo, the mitzvah for the atzmo gets schar in the olam ha'emes. But in this world, the fact that the mezuzah is hachana for everything else, that for that aspect of it, you'll get schar in this world as well. And also, someone is saying the haya is lashon simcha, and for the etzem mitzvah, we get schar in olam haba. But the simcha that we have when we're doing the mitzvah, that we get in olam hazeh. For haya, and that's because you know the Rambam, famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says the Pashup Shad says all the psukim in Chumash that tell us if you do Vayem Shemot Tishmu Venosati Gishmechem, you know Vayukosai Teilecho, all these the Torah is full of schar. So how can you say schar mitzvah b'hayal maleka? So the Rambam says in Perek Tes in Hilchos Tshuva, he says no, the schar for mitzvah is olam haba. Because the Mefarshim explained, because the mitzvah is so infinite that there's nothing in this world that really could repay for doing a mitzvah. Nothing. Nothing. Schar mitzvah. So that's why schar mitzvah b'hai alma. But the other things that are part of the mitzvah, the hachana to the mitzvah, or the simcha of the mitzvah, so that's, you know, things that enhance the mitzvah, so that could be repaid in this world as well. That's why the haya lashon simcha, the Gemara says in Megillah, ekev tushmon. So then, but the Rambam writes, let me tell you what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that schar mitzvah is in the world to come. So what's all the psukim in Chumash talking about? All the psukim in Chumash are telling you that if Hashem sees you want to do mitzvahs, then He's going to take care of your physical needs. Because if your physical needs are problematic, you're not well, you're this, you're that, you're going to have daigus ha-parnasa, so then you're not going to be able to focus on the kiyum ha-mitzvahs. So Hashem says, if you're going to show me that you want to do mitzvahs, I'll make sure to facilitate that you'll be able to do the mitzvahs. But that's not schar. That's just a facilitator to be able to do mitzvahs in the future. But the etzem ha-mitzvah, that schar is going to be in la'olam, in the olam ha-emes. Because, and that's why also, we hold that, God, right, the famous Gemara Kedushin, Godol ha-metzuva va'osa mimisha einu metzuva va'osa. Right? If you're a man, you do a mitzvah, you're mechuyevin, so then, you get a more schar than a person who's not mechuyev, and the svar is contrary. If I'm not mechuyev, it doesn't show that I'm offering to do something that I'm, right, I should get more schar for that. So Tosis in Kedushin says that no, because whenever there's a chiv to do something, then there's a Yetzirah trying to tell you not to do it. So then you have to work harder to overcome the Yetzirah, so then you get more schar, l'fum tzara agra. But what? But when there's no chiv to do it, then there's no Yetzirah telling me not to do it because I don't have a chiv to do it. So memela, so it's easier to do, so to speak, and therefore you get less schar. But the Atzei Chaim says another word. Who's the Atzei Chaim? The Atzei Chaim, one of the big gedolim. Unfortunately, in the literature world, they never heard of the Atzei Chaim. The Atzei Chaim was the brother of the Satmar Rebbe. He was the Atzei Chaim, the brother of the Satmar Rebbe. It's interesting. The Satmar Rebbe lived a long life. The Atzei Chaim only died in his 40s. And all the leadership of Satmar today is all the Atzei Chaim's grandchildren. Because Rav Yerlish didn't leave over live. So on one hand, Rav Yerlish built up Satmar. On the other hand, the Atzei Chaim, who died when he was 40-something, Rav Aaron Teilbaum, Zalman Leib, all these people are his grandchildren, the grandchildren of the Atzei Chaim. So he says a beautiful vort. He says, when you do a mitzvah and you mitzuva, so then you're a shliach of Hashem. See, when a human being does something, he's finite. He's finite. So his actions are finite. But if you're doing something as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, so that means anything you're doing b'tor, a shliach of Hashem, that maisa is infinite. The koyach of that maisa is infinite. So when you do something that you're not mechuyev to, that's not a shlichus of Hashem. That's your own midilei. You're thinking of doing it. So that's finite, because you're finite. But when you do something that's something you're mechuyev in, that means you're a shlich of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then that action has infinite potency. And memela, that's why Godol Metzuva V'Osa Mimim She'inu Metzuva V'Osa. Because a Metzuva V'Osa is doing it with shlichus Hashem, and therefore there's no kitzva to that. And therefore, his action is so much more great and so much more significant than when somebody does something on their own. Because if they're their own, it's their own maisa, and they're a good person, but they're finite. They don't have that infinite koach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you're a shliach Hashem. You're mitzvah v'osa. That's a shlichus from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then, ein kitzva. There's no limit to that greatness. So these are some ideas, Rabosai, about Hilchas Mezuzah and the idea of Ekev Tishmuun, and perhaps the remez to Mezuzah and Ekev Tishmuun, because it's Adam, it's Toloi in the Halicha, as we said, and that's with the mitzvah of a Mezuzah. So I thank you all for coming. It's always good to see you all, and I wish you all a good Shabbos. And we'll see each other, Bez Hashem, in the future. Sure. Okay, Kol Tov. A good Shabbos to all.
Rabbi, how do you spell Hakatzir again?
Hekar Tzir. Hekar He Yud Chof Reish. Not Kuf, but Chof. Kuf. Chof Reish Tzir. Tzadi Yud Reish. Hekar Tzir.
Rabbi, thank you.
Okay.
The only time that I had the opportunity to meet Rav Avadya Yosef, I asked him a question.